This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power up on Power 98.7. Now we are talking on the line with Dr. Leo Igwe, has been declared the winner of the 2020-2021 Heart of Humanism Award. For decades, Dr. Igwe has been a human rights advocate in Africa, focusing on the rights of women and children accused of witchcraft and protecting people against harmful superstitious practices. He has continued to this work in the face of persecution, harassment, and attacks. And if you listen to this show, we have spoken to Dr. Igwe on a number of times. He has been working tirelessly to secure the release of Mubarak Bala since his arrest in April 2020 and has provided support to Bala's wife and son. His work on the campaign has included starting dialogues with religious groups for assistance, liaising with the media and developing a campaign strategy with Humanists International. And most people in the US or UK who know about Bala's case have heard about it as the direct result of Dr. Igwe's work. Dr. Igwe, good morning, and I guess congratulations are in order.
Good morning, and thank you so much.
What does this mean for you, and especially, you know, as a human rights activist, Dr. Igwe? It's something that a person does, you know, out of their own volition, you know, because they want to do it to help other people. This must be gratifying to be recognized in this manner for the work that you selflessly do for other people.
Yes. It is gratifying and is encouraging to receive an award, but at the same time, it also tells us about the kind of what is going on in our society, the place where we are, because campaigning and trying to make a case for the rights of people who are persecuted either in the name of witchcraft or who are persecuted for holding views that are critical of mainstream religion is actually something we should take for granted. It's not something that people should, actually celebrate in terms of campaigning for them. But unfortunately, we still live in a world, we still live at a time where people are still being persecuted either in the name of superstition, or they are being persecuted for holding views, you know, that are critical of other views or religion, especially the mainstream religions.
Mm. So you know, Dr. Igwe, talk to us about why is it important for you in this instance to do this kind of job, and particularly because it comes with some certain dangers to it, you know, where your life might be put at risk when you talk about issues. I mean, you and I have spoken about the issues of witchcraft in Nigeria and many other African countries where that we still have the superstitious beliefs. And anybody who speaks against them might also find themselves, on the wrong side of those who believe in such.
You see, the thing is that there is always a price to pay.
Mm.
Yes. There's always a price to pay when you do something that is difficult, when you do something that is dangerous. And let us get this. When things that are dangerous are made dangerous by other human beings.
Mm.
And things that are made dangerous by those who actually are opposed to change. And we should understand that if there is one thing that is obvious in everyday life, is change. So it is important that we understand that for us as a continent, African continent, to be part of progressive change, there is a price to pay. And that people should be ready to pay that price. Otherwise, our continent will remain backward and Africans will keep being represented and presented as people who are primitive. So what I'm trying to say is that it is important we understand that for us to achieve positive and progressive change, for us, our continent to emerge and people to get emancipated, for hope to be delivered to people who are hopeless, for peace to be delivered for people who are living in the midst of conflict, a price has to be paid. And for me, if the price to pay is exposing myself to danger, especially on the side of those who are opposed to this change, to progress and development, I think it's very little. Because think about it. How many people today are dying, are being beheaded, are being tortured to death in the name of witchcraft in Malawi, in Nigeria, in Ghana? How many people are being slaughtered in cold blood by religious extremists around the world? No, there are so many of them. So if putting myself at risk is the price to pay to shut down fanatics and those who are abusing others in the name of witchcraft, I don't think it is a lot of price. Because like I said, progress, peace, development comes at a price. And we should be ready to do our bit and pay that price so that our continent will emerge.
Do you think, Dr. Igwe, a recognition like this that you're getting and the work that you do will actually get the world to stand up and look and listen at what is being done and maybe act on it?
Yes, yes. One thing I think recognition like this could do is again to motivate others. Yes, I don't want to be the only person doing this. Because this problem, we are seeing it not just in Nigeria, that's my home country. We are seeing it in South Africa, in Malawi, in Tanzania, in Uganda, in Liberia, and many other places. It is important that a recognition like this will get many Africans to understand that it was their time, that it is also something that they can do. Because it is not only an individual that could make this. I need other people in other parts of the region to stand out, to stand strong, and to make efforts and commit themselves to campaigning against witch persecution and to working for the realization of human rights of all, including freedom to criticize traditional, religious, and cultural beliefs, especially those that fuel, human rights abuses and atrocities.
And you know, when you look into, especially from the continent, Dr. Igwe, you and I have spoken about this, where, there are this theological and social arguments for the respect of faith, for religion, for traditions from faith and religions and so on. That's where some of the issues come in terms of fanaticism. And then we also have issues of skepticism around this thing. So one would say maybe... a concerted effort to educate and have a general understanding of each other's religion and beliefs, as it were.
Look, faith should not be respected in situations where faith is invoked to justify atrocity, the abuse and degradation of women, the persecution of homosexuals, the denial of the basic rights of minorities. Faith should not be protected and shielded from criticism, caricature, if they are being mobilized to justify violence. Religious texts should not be valued more than human life. Criticism of religion is a legitimate act of compassion. Compassion for people who are suffering as a result of mistaken assumptions and codifications of teachings and doctrines that are being used to justify human rights abuses. So actually saying that people should respect faith, cultural or traditional beliefs when they are used to justify abuses, human rights abuses, is unconscionable. It should not be tolerated. So, yes, people's right to profess faith or no faith should be respected. Yes, Muslims, Christians, non-believers should be respected. But when these beliefs, ideologies, are being used to justify atrocities, bloodletting, violence, persecution and subordination of women, gays, or non-believers, it should not be respected. That is why criticism of religion, highlighting the gaps, absurdities, mistaken ideas about religion should be an intellectual duty, should be a moral duty, should be a social duty. And nobody should be, you know, persecuted for pointing out what they think is wrong with any faith or religion.
Mm. Dr. Igwe, as we wind it down, and as I said, today the whole point really is to celebrate the work that you do. If somebody had to ask you, why do you do this? How would you answer that question?
Look, I do this because I think it's worth doing. I do this because I think that this life is the only life we have, and that we should not allow people to either get rid of it. You know, I do this because I value this life. I value every other human being. And I feel very, you know, I feel very uncomfortable when I see people either being abused or their life being dispensed because somebody feels offended by what somebody said, or by somebody had a dream and thought that, yeah, I saw somebody in a dream. You go and attack somebody and waste the person just based on your assumptions. I do this because I think that human beings are more valuable than religious texts. I do this because I think that culture, religions are products of human beings, and they should not be used to violate humanity.
Why do you, in your experience, Dr. Igwe, why do you think, especially Africans, and I know it's not a unique situation in Africa, but I would focus on the continent as your work primarily focuses on the continent. Why is it that we as Africans, you know, when we go deep into belief, be it religion, you know, we go in there, you know, like how many cases we've seen of fake pastors, charlatans masquerading as priests and prophets and all those, and be it even in our African religions or our beliefs, as it were, that we really go deep? Or is it just the nature of you know, belief in any human being that once a person believes in something, that's it. It's very hard to change their minds.
You see, I want to tell you, one of the reasons why I focus on the region is that I also want to disabuse. I also want to dispel this notion that, yeah, we are hardwired, you know, to be religious or to be superstitious. That is not true.
Mm.
The fact there is that the religions actually that are popular on the continent today are not even original to us. These are religions imported. These are religions that have their headquarters outside the continent, outside the region. But what happens is that, yes, there is that tendency to be religious among Africans, and these are as a result of so many issues. And it is important we also know that even within Africans, there are critical voices. But the fact is that, as this award has shown, first of all, sometimes those critical voices are not highlighted. Yes. People do not highlight them because of fear, because already religion is a power base. A lot of people are employed based on religion. A lot of people are politically positioned based on religion. It's not like these people are not aware that religion is based on superstition, or religion that is introduced overseas from overseas are actually not very convincing. But there is more to religion than ordinary belief. Religion is a huge industry. It is a business. It's a form of business, and a lot of people get international recognition as a result of the religion they profess. A lot of people get scholarship as a result of the religion they profess. But now, for us in Africa, it is important we begin to get into the religious business without losing our own minds. And this is exactly what I'm trying to say. I am not against any religion. No. I am not against, you know, anybody who professes any religion or idea. But it is important that Africans begin to say what they think about these religions without fear or favor. But of course, we are still battling with that colonial tendency that make us think that before we say something about Islam, we need to know what Mecca is saying. We want to say something about Christianity, we need to find out what the Pope is saying from Rome. But we need to liberate ourselves from this thing. And this is what it's all about. My campaign is all about emancipation of the African mind from the shackles of religious dogmatism and orthodoxy. And this is only the basis on which a true African emancipation can be realized. Without an independent African mind, Africa cannot emerge. Africa cannot make progress. Africa can never be emancipated. We will remain enslaved. We will remain colonized in mind, socially and politically.
Absolutely, Dr. Igwe. As I said, but today we only just wanted to appreciate you, celebrate you, and congratulate you on your award. And just by the way, happy belated birthday. It was your birthday this week, right?
26th July.
It was on the 26th, yes. So yeah. Happy 50th. Did you do anything special to celebrate?
Actually, it was this award that we were celebrating.
So it came in at the right time.
It actually coincided with my birthday.
Yeah. Okay. So great way to celebrate that. Happy belated birthday on behalf of everyone here at Power 98.7. Thank you very much, Dr. Igwe. We appreciate the work that you do. And thank you for always being available to talk to us.
You're welcome. You're welcome,
Claire. That's Dr. Leo Igwe, the winner of the 2020-2021 Heart of Humanism Award, talking to us just about his work. And as I did say that if you are a regular listener of Power Up, almost every Monday when we do Focus on the Continent, he's one of our regular guests and quite opinionated and really spits bars as youngsters.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.